What a great show tonight. We not only had Chicago celebrities on like Patrick Kane and former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, but we also had WGN royalty on the program, Steve Cochran. And now joining us, more WGN royalty, John Williams.
Yeah, right. You know, I was listening to Cochran, and then he said, "Where's my throne?" And I thought, wait a minute, that's my bit. I know you're the morning guy on WGN.
You're stealing your bits now.
Yeah, I did the thing about the king before Cochran was even here, okay? Could somebody wake him up, please, and tell him he can't steal my bit?
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening to you, Cochran.
Yeah, that's good. John Williams, of course, you can hear his show every Saturday here on WGN Radio 1 to 3. He's coming back to the Mac Center at the College of DuPage for his annual President's Show where he interviews former presidents. Last year, we had the conversation about Thomas Jefferson.
Right, right.
This year, and I'm really excited about this, one of my favorite presidents, Teddy Roosevelt.
We were concocting the ad today, so I was talking to Sarah in the office, and she said, "Well, what should the ad be like?" And I, you know, so we're trying to put our heads together, and I said, "Okay, who do you want for president? Like a bombastic bragger or a career politician?" How about both Teddy Roosevelt? Because there were elements of him in Hillary Clinton,
right?
And there were elements of him certainly in Donald Trump,
right?
In that he was, you know, loud and self-promoting, but his whole career was in service in one level or another. So he's kind of the worst or best of both worlds.
Well, the show's August 13th. It's at the Mac. Tickets are now on sale. John, you know, how much have you become sort of a presidential scholar by doing these interviews, by being involved in the act of interviewing former presidents, you know, people who play former presidents? How much have you learned about our past presidents?
I really have a lot. And, you know, the first comeuppance for me was the first time I did this, it's the same guy that portrays two of them. I don't want to look behind the curtain too much here, but there's this presidential scholar named Clyde Jenkinson. He's a mm-hmm. Rhodes Scholar. He is... he's really good. He's probably America's foremost scholar on Thomas Jefferson. So I interviewed him one time about, you know, as Thomas Jefferson, and I said, "Now, which one did you write, the Constitution or the other thing?" Since then, I've kind of picked up a little bit on Jefferson. And then, you know, he said, "Listen, I do a pretty mean Roosevelt," and as it turns out, he does. And as thoughtful and humorous as a Jefferson show is, the Roosevelt show is just like bombastic and braggadocious. He just comes on stage, kind of pushes me aside, starts telling stories about charging up San Juan Hill. You know, so many sayings that are still in our lexicon, too, like, you know, "speak softly, carry a big stick," or "good to the last drop," all came from Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. So he comes on to stage with us, and you're right, it's going to be August 13th, 10 a.m., College of DuPage, and I think that what we've done is really brilliant, or the GN staff has. They said, "Let's bring Roosevelt in now," but then the weekend before the presidential election, Jefferson, we'll do a Jefferson show at the same location. I don't know what's going to be happening in November, but Jefferson will be there to sort of talk about the pros and cons of our process and the candidates and all of that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really, I think the timing is good.
Well, you know, I like Teddy Roosevelt. It's interesting. I just went on a fam vacation to see my brother in San Francisco. He lives right outside of San Francisco. So we went to Yosemite. And Yosemite was all they did in the tour was talking about Teddy Roosevelt,
about
preservationist and being one of the first environmentalist presidents. I mean, he has a lot about him that people don't recognize, that he was a big part of what we know now as, you know, the national parks.
Yeah, he was a trust buster, but you can thank the national park system to Teddy Roosevelt. And that goes from the Everglades to Alaska. I mean, he just had this grand vision. And he was one of those people, too, who, and, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what a Roosevelt would be like today and who he would be today. But if the Congress or the laws or the people didn't give him the right to do what he wanted to do, he would just do it anyway, you know. and that's Roosevelt. And you just want to hug him. But when he was elected, or, you know, he wasn't elected, when he claimed the presidency after McKinley's assassination, everybody looked around and said, "Oh, my God, what have we done? Now he's the president. They gave him the vice presidency just to shut him up, and then he became the president. So I don't know what the takeaway from that is, but if it's Bernie, Hillary, or Donald Trump, and you go, holy cow, how will we ever survive this? That's exactly how they felt when TR became president.
I mean, history repeats itself, or at least going to history to be able to deal with what's happening in the present.
Absolutely.
But to hear so much hyperbole about, oh, this is the worst. If this happens, this is nothing like history. But history is riddled with situations that are very similar to what's happening right now in American politics.
Particularly when you think about campaigning, and we say, all right, Donald Trump's calling Hillary a liar. Hillary says every chapter in Donald Trump's book ends in chapter 11,
which is a good line,
by the way. But, you know, kind of Hillary, I don't want her to go there because she'll lose if she thinks she can outquip Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
But either way, what Jefferson and those guys called each other and what they did would make you blush even today. Now, this is a Roosevelt show. And if you go to WGNradio.com/events, we have all the events that we're involved in. There's Steve Bertrand's trip. There's Bill and Wendy's interview with Mary Schmeek there. It's really good. I'm not sure why that's on the events page. Maybe it was such an awesome interview, it's on the events page.
Sure.
But anyway, it's good stuff. And then you see a page that's dedicated to our interview with Teddy Roosevelt. The tickets actually go on sale Tuesday, June 28th.
Well, I thought they're already on sale.
Well, the page is up, but I don't think there's a link there to buy them yet, Justin. So
get in line like it's Hamilton.
Well,
right?
Really, that's the funny thing. When Jefferson comes to town in November, Hamilton will be here. That's going to be awkward. But in the meantime, the reason I wanted to come on your show today is just to kind of tell your listeners, circle June 28th, that's Tuesday. Make a point to go to WGNradio.com/events. And the link and information on how you can get tickets will be there. These shows always sell out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they sell out in an hour. Sometimes it's in a week. But I think this is really, really going to be a fun, funny, exciting year to see
TR
on stage. And you get to ask him questions, so it'll be fun.
I love it. John Williams, you can hear John every Saturday, 1 to 3 here. You got to go to the page, WGNradio.com/events. But also, it's going to be at the Mac Center at DuPage, College of DuPage. The show is actually on August 13th. Tickets are going to go on sale next week on the 20th. Always a pleasure, John. Looking forward to it.
And I just want to repeat what Steve Cochran said earlier. He said, you know, what you guys are doing in the evening is just fantastic. So
thanks, man.
Keep up the good work. And if Cochran comes on again and says he has, you're going to help me out on this, right?
I will. I didn't know that. I should have done my, it's on me. I should have done more preparing for this.
If anybody does their homework, it's you guys. You're the homework king.
I know,
you guys, Zimmerman's fired. Okay.
I should have known. You're the throne. You have a throne. Cochran's borrowing your throne. Thanks, buddy.
Keep up the good work.